We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We also learned that Mike Fultonevich, who really struggled mightily on Saturday, was sent down to Triple A Gwinnett. Okay.
You got questions?
Okay. I, at least a month ago, if not more, asked the question, why do we keep letting Mike Fultonevich pitch his way out of everything? Because, let me just finish.
No, I got you. You got it. It's all you. The floor is yours.
I said this 6 weeks ago. If Mike Fultonevich ain't right, okay, because I keep hearing it's not physical. Well, okay, they changed his mechanics and all that. I mean, you know, when they reworked it, and I was told everything's fine, then he made a couple of decent starts, and then it's back. You tell me it's physical, meant why is it that we keep sending him to pitch his way out of this? Why don't they shut him down? And I keep asking this question. Why is everybody afraid to just say, you know what? For the next 2 weeks, you ain't doing nothing. Because I'm hearing it's mental. Well, maybe it's physical. Maybe it's – how about this? Instead of keep trying to pitch – because every time they try to pitch his way out of this, Hugh, it ain't working. And insanity is doing the same thing over and over again until you get a different result.
Yes.
Why don't you just shut him down for a couple of weeks?
Let me tell you what I think this is. A couple weeks ago, there was some speculation whether or not he was hurt because there was a lot of people talking about how some of the velocity was down,
right,
like 2 miles on his fastball. And there was a lot of people that disputed that said, no, that's not it. He's just working on his mechanics. And, you know, a lot of pundits said that when pitchers usually take some time, some speed off of that usually means something's wrong.
Right.
He is a guy that was relied on heavily last year. He was a guy that was an all-star for you last year.
Yep.
He's a guy, and this is my speculation about the whole thing. You give him that leeway because you believe in him, number one, and you think at one point that it is all mental and that he will pitch his way out of it. Because he's one of the guys that, just like Gausman was a guy that we looked at, that would potentially be one of our frontline starters this year. Sean Newcomb was a guy that we looked at to potentially be one of our frontline starters, and Folty. When you're going into the season thinking that these three guys are going to be your mainstays, you kind of roll with that. And it has not worked out that way. We saw Newcomb come up and him have his issues, and he found his home in the bullpen. Fultonevich, the same thing. He got a lot of rope these last few weeks, especially when you were talking about who was going down, Folty or Gausman, as far as the two guys that were really struggling that you were dependent on.
Right.
So I think that's basically what it was. I think that it was a combination of that and just believing in him. And this is the thing what managers do, because I saw somebody text last night, fire Snicker. It was ridiculous. I know it was ridiculous. Yeah, somebody, I saw that on my timeline. But this is the thing. When you believe in a guy, sometimes you get clouded by that belief.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the tough part about being a manager. That's the tough part about being a coach. Hell, that's the tough part about being a fan, because you get to the point where it's a fine line between trying to ride the line until somebody gets ready and saying, like, listen, it's time to move on. We got it. We don't have time to do this. And I think that's what it was with Folty. If we would have taken him out a few weeks ago, maybe at this point he'll be coming back because he'll be fixed. And you know, we might suffer for that, especially when you're talking about Soroka being hurt now and not knowing what we're going to get from Sean Newcomb from that ding he took in the head a couple of days ago.
I want to ask you a question here. John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas on the morning show here on Sports Radio 920 The Game, as we kind of break down the Braves weekend and talking about Mike Fultonevich. I want you to hear from Braves pitching coach Rick Kranitz as he talks about Folty headed to AAA and just getting his head right.
He's an all-star, you know, and he has great stuff. You know, he needs to just go down, clear his head, and relax and start making pitches, you know, and then it'll all come back to him for sure.
Okay, my question to you is, before I, because I'm overhearing this about Mike Fultonevich. I'm tired of hearing about it. He's just got to get his head right. He rehabbed in Gwinnett. He did this, got sent down, moves here, does this. That stuff ain't working. It ain't working. Okay? The guy forgot how to pitch or something ain't right. And if something ain't right, but I want to ask you a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some, Can guys like Mike Fultonevich be their own worst enemy?
As far as if stuff he's, getting in the head?
First of all, if he's not right, physically or mentally, he's not going to go there and tell those guys that I'm not.
I would agree with that. I know you're going. Like, you don't want to. You know they're counting on you.
I see all these young guys. I see all these young guys ready to come up and make a name for themselves. I've got two rookies already making a name for themselves.
Yeah, but this is the thing. This is the thing, and you're right. Because a lot of times as athletes, when we're hurt, you don't want to let anybody down. And you don't want to take what is presumed to be the easy way out because you know you're not right. You gotta go out there and you gotta work through it. That's another thing. It's a double-edged sword. And that is potentially what he was going through. You're talking about a guy that when you looked at him from last season and what this team could potentially be this season or what this team is this season, he factored in heavily.
Yeah.
He factored in heavily.
Oh, listen.
To that.
I will tell you, Mike Fultonevich is a very important piece to the success of this Braves team.
And when you know that, and if something's not right, that's a tough pill to swallow.
This is what I keep going back to. Okay.
And then on top of that, you got a new, like you said, got a new pitch coach,
right.
Rich Kranich.
I need him for August, September, okay? Why don't I just shut him down now? Why not just shut him down and stop the insanity? What did Susan Powder say? Stop the madness.
Can I tell you why I think? It's because of two things. You're going into the season knowing that you're a big factor. And you have a new pitching coach that really doesn't know you. And you don't want to come off as being soft.
Right.
He's coming in and being
your own worst enemy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's coming in and he has a philosophy of pitching and he wants you to be aggressive and everything. And you know you might not be right, but at the same time, you don't want to let anybody down. And sometimes with that being said, Chuck, you don't want to say what's the obvious thing.
Exactly.
Hey, man, I ain't right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just thinking back as a player, there were times that I went out there and, I knew I wasn't right. You know, had to get some fluid drained off my knee one time. If anybody's ever done that, to have fluid drained off your knee right before you go out there and play, it is the weirdest feeling in the world. Because even though you feel better, it's like you don't feel like mentally like the knee is supporting.
Right, I was going to say, you don't feel like you can trust your knee.
You're kind of half-assing. You're out there half-assing a little bit. You don't want to tell anybody, but that's what it is. And your game suffers for it. Kind of probably the same thing. He's out there. He doesn't feel right, but he doesn't want to tell anybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.